This is Pierre Tristram, editor of FlectorLive.com, with your weekly reality check. There is no preemptive military option against North Korea. None. Not unless we're prepared for immediately triggering war and causing hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of deaths. The only justifiable attack would be in response to a North Korean first strike. And that's not about to happen. A missile test in the area of Guam is a provocation, not an attack. It doesn't count. Contrary to our president's hallucinations, the Pacific is not an elementary school playground. Kim Jong-un may be delusional, but he's not suicidal. No regime devoted first and last to its own survival ever is. He could fire first. He could drop a nuclear bomb on Guam, or even conventional missiles on Seoul. If he did, he would invite the sort of destruction that would assure his and his country's end. It would be justified, even if it went nuclear. It would have the entire world's backing, just as retaliation for 9/11 did. But we're not there. We're nowhere near. Or were nowhere near until our own deranged president started acting like a Kim Jong-un doppelganger. Donald Trump is arming the warheads, not the other guy with the weird hair. That doesn't change the military option. It emphasizes the fact that there isn't one. There is only diplomacy, and if the Korean leader isn't interested, there is containment. There is living with risk. We lived with far worse, for far longer, with far more at stake during the Cold War, when we lived with the certainty of complete obliteration from Alaska to South Florida from thousands of Soviet warheads, including warheads a few miles from Flagler County's shore, in Soviet subs. The occasional Dr. Strangelove aside, like Douglas MacArthur or Curtis LeMay, a preemptive first strike was never considered. Unfortunately, Dr. Strangelove in this case is not just a rogue commander, but a president, and I'm not referring to Kim Jong-un. The threatening language Trump is using is identical to the projectile rhetoric of people like Kim Jong-un, Saddam Hussein, and Nikita Khrushchev of shoe-banging fame. To ratchet down the tensions, he could start by doing something more effective than all the military power at his disposal. He could shut up and return the only viable strategy to containment. So the immediate and obvious question is, should we be willing to sit idle and risk an attack from North Korea? The answer is, of course. And the reason is that it is a million times safer, wiser, and more morally defensible to risk an attack that would be very unlikely anyway than to preempt an attack that would replace the remote risk of a cataclysm caused by North Korea with the absolute certainty of a cataclysm caused by us. Retaliation for a North Korean first strike makes us the heroes. Preemption, no matter what the reasons are, would make us the aggressors. We would be the war criminals. We would be the instigators of genocide. We would start something we could not finish nor control, all because of what one military analyst yesterday described as a pimple on America's rear. He was referring to North Korea, though the description sounds tragically appropriate for the man with America's nuclear codes. This is Pierre Tristram, editor of FlectorLive.com, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.